best things in life are free.
It's time for Business and Finance Today, and I'm joined by Peter Ryan. He's the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent. Peter, thanks for your time.
Hi, Patricia.
So the housing correction has started to show up in associated construction industries. Peter, how is it affecting removal company Bingo Industries?
Well, just a bit about Bingo Industries. It's a company, the market value is about $800 million worth. But if you wander around any of the big cities in Australia, mainly Sydney and Melbourne, you'll see these skips or bins. They're waste bins that are used in to take away rubbish from residential construction and some commercial construction. Now, because of the housing correction, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, and investors being spooked and banks making it more difficult to provide money, there's less activity on building sites, particularly in suburban areas. I saw an empty bingo bin near an abandoned townhouse construction just near where I live yesterday. And so this is direct fallout from what's happening in the housing correction. And so last week, Bingo warned investors that they would be posting a lower than expected profit. Their shares fell by 49%. And today, when they announced their profit, there was a 25% fall in half-year profit. So that's a significant impact. And they've said much of this has come up in the last couple of months of the in January and February. They've been seeing this real wind back in the need for these bins. So that's one of the, I guess, a barometer for what's happening out there. So it's not just the real estate prices falling. It's all those associated industries that are starting to hurt a bit.
And how concerned is the Reserve Bank that the overall economy might be damaged by worse than expected housing correction?
Well, the Reserve Bank has definitely said that the housing correction is well and truly on its radar at the moment. You know, speaking last week in Canberra, the Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, did say that the housing correction is critical, but it's coming after a very big run-up in real estate values, 70% in Sydney. So a correction of 15 to 20% would be expected, and people who've been in the market for some time would still have that capital gain. But what they're really concerned about, Patricia, is that if people are borrowers or people who own properties see their perceived personal wealth start to evaporate, that's when they stop spending. And this is when that lower spending or that lower consumption that you hear about starts feeding into the economy. And that's certainly no good at all, particularly when you have low wages growth and a slowing economy. And I guess looking further down the track, the worst case scenario, if there is a housing shock, you could well see the Australian economy perhaps approaching the risk of a recession for the first time in 27 years, or perhaps a negative quarter.
Just briefly, Richard Henfrey, the CEO of health supplements company Blackmores, has resigned following disappointing half-year results in profits. Peter, he's been in the role since 2009. Has he spoken about why he resigned?
No, we haven't heard anything at all from Mr. Henfrey today. There was just an announcement to the market, no explanation whatsoever. But we're just talking about Bingo providing a bit of a profit shock last week. Well, Blackmores had a bit of a profit warning last week as well. And this is because their business in China, sending vitamins and the like to China, is starting to slow down a little bit, the same way that the Chinese economy is starting to show signs of a consumer demand slowing as well. And so this has had an immediate impact. Big investors, of course, are concerned about what the strategy is for Blackmores, and it appears that it's all gone to the top, and they've decided it's time for a change of chief executive and a new strategy. So how to arrest that slowdown in the sale of Blackmores vitamins to China is going to be really critical for whoever takes over as chief executive.
We haven't got a lot of time left, but Asian and Australian share markets have lowered due to continuing worries about the US-China trade deal. Meanwhile, the British pound rallies on reports that Brexit might be delayed, and the Australian share market ended about 1% lower. How edgy are investors at the moment?
Well, you know, when you consider that a lot of the decision making in the China-US negotiations comes down to what Donald Trump might be tweeting, a lot of people would have to be worried, even though it does look like there's going to be a deal on the horizon. But then again, Donald Trump has come out and said, well, maybe there may not be a deal or a guarantee of a deal. So that's made investors go to the sidelines. A couple of big banks said, don't get too excited about what might happen. And of course, Brexit is the big worry. The British pound went to a four-year high against the US dollar. That was on the basis that there might actually be a delay in Brexit, or perhaps even the outlook for maybe a second referendum. Who knows? But they're going to be the two big factors that people should be watching very closely for the next few months.